You're listening to WERS Boston, 88.9 on your FM dial, a broadcast service of Emerson College, and we're going back to the Passim now.
Right now, please welcome gentleman main act this weekend at Passim. He'll be here tonight for one show at 8 o'clock. Please welcome from New York, by way of Tennessee, David Massengill.
Thank you, Bob. Well, I'm going to start out. I've got a bunch of songs to do that I'm going to do a different set tonight. So if you're listening on the radio and want to hear some of these songs again, it's too bad. This is a song about New York City. It starts out in my neighborhood, actually in my apartment, and then every verse sort of keeps expanding. And by the end of the song, you should be in the ozone somewhere. So the fella that it starts out is about, the fella that lives upstairs from me is always dropping his barbells on the floor. And things like that. Everybody in the apartment building seems to hate him. But my heart goes out to him. It's called What's Wrong with the Man Upstairs. What's wrong with the man upstairs? He just lost his boyfriend. He can't stop crying with tears as big as Stonehenge. Just look at my ceiling. The plaster is peeling. He's old and gay, but just yesterday his shoes were polished. Now he wants to go into the snow and practice bird calls. What's wrong with my generation? Play with paper dollies. I'll go back to college. That is the question. Where are the Jack Londons? Now that we need them. Or you may say, no dragons to slay. They're in the ground. But keep an eye on me, and you will see my bones light up. What's wrong with the Russians? Have you read their novels? They all die in brothels. Oh, Anna Karenina. You should meet Sherlock Holmes. Or is it Basil Rathbone? Do you get my gist? Oh, you communists. Can't you take a joke? Did you hear the one, the traveling salesman and the Bolshevik's daughter? Bolshevik, you've got a lovely daughter. What's wrong with the angels? Are they really Martians? Or renegade space nuns? Will sugar bricks my pleasure dome? A wind made of ether, a garden to please her. Oh, I don't believe in Adam and Eve. I pray anyway. So when life is tough, just call it bluff. Homo erectus. Thank you. Raising the tune. Never heard this instrument. This is the Appalachian saxophone. Actually, it's an Appalachian dulcimer. A fine one made by Elsa Martin. He's a wood carver. And a whittler, I guess they call. And there's a little story about he's a true mountaineer. He only carves when he needs the money. Now, he makes dulcimers. He also makes all kinds of different figures. His dulcimers are known for the head. Just imagine like the prow of a ship. They used to have those mermaids and whatever figures. He sort of does the thing, same thing with the head, and he either does a woman singing or a bird or a hound dog. I want to get one with a hound dog. Or all different kinds of flowers. And they're very beautiful. One year he brought in some dulcimers in Asheville, North Carolina to the Folk Guild there where they sold his wood carvings, and the salesperson there was an old friend of his, and she had cut her hair short for the summer. Now, he was an old-fashioned mountaineer. He didn't believe in women cutting their hair short, you know, the Alice bobs her hair sort of thing. So in a good-natured way, he let her know that he didn't quite think that was right for her to cut her hair short like that. And she said, well, I'll keep that in mind, I guess, as I stay cool during the summer. And he went away, and she thought nothing more about it. But the next time he brought in a batch of dulcimers, like three more dulcimers, one had a woman singing with her hair long and that scroll, and another one had a bird, another had a hound dog, and the other one had a woman singing, and her hair was cut short. Edsel Martin. And I think I'll do a love song here. This is, I tried to rewrite John Lennon's Norwegian Wood and Bob Dylan's Fourth Time Around. I figured if I stole from both of them, I'd get away with it easier. It's the same subject matter, a love affair with a capricious woman. It's called Contrary Mary. In my tree, I fell and she yawned. I let go of my kite. It was love at blind sight. She said, what took you so long? Her sphinx runneth over the river, she asked with a smile. Forgive me, I'm wicked, I'm a worm, I'm free for a while. Caught in her snare and slicing a pear, she said, do you dare? She lifted her dress, and as I said yes, up popped the soothsayer. He said, beware, beware, are you in like that man who played the bassoon? He succumbed to a charm. With his last breath, he muttered a puzzle. She said, don't listen to him. I knew him when he looked just like you. Now I swallowed her lie. I said not to cry. She said, I'll never have to. There was nothing to stop us. Except for the ghost of her spouse. She took off her clothes. I pretended to be Dr. Faust. Oh, somehow, raising my plow, she said, not now, can't we just be friends? Then, shedding her skin, I met her twin. She said, don't
come again. But leave your wheelbarrow just a week, hence a piece of the sky. Falls in my lap, I want something to remember you by. Soon I left the room, and licking my wounds, I got drunk at the bar. And when it got dark, I drew stars for her heart, but they were too far. Oh, when I awoke, on my pillow was her belly. Je ne suis pas compris de toi, je t'aime. Je t'aime, que penses-tu? Je t'aime, que penses-tu? Je t'aime, que penses-tu? Je t'aime, que penses-tu? Je t'aime, que penses-tu?
Dead air. No dead out there. Now, it was great. I'm glad we're going to have a show tonight because I caught a bus here just to test the transportation system and see if it's going. And it's going just fine, so if anybody's out there listening to the radio wanting to do something tonight, it's only one show, so you can catch a bus if you don't want to bring your car in. And you can also go home. The buses will still be running, or the subways, of course. But I caught a bus. They work pretty good. Let's see, this is an audience participation song, so those of you out there listening on the radio, I want you to participate too. And also, all around the world, as Pete Seeger would say, if everyone would all just join hands, three-fifths of them would drown. So I'm going to assume everybody's listening to this on the dry land, though it may be covered with snow. And we're going to come around, and I want you, this is a song about a dinner party, a very extra special dinner party. I decided to invite the most heinous villains that I could think of from fiction, history, poetry, comic books, every villain I could think of that had the right number of syllables in his name, I tried to include, regardless of gender, race, or anything, whatever. I think I included every kind of villain you could possibly have in this. And so the chorus, surprisingly enough, goes, "It's a beautiful world, a beautiful world, a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful world." So please join in on that, because it sounds real good if people do. I'm not going to rehearse it. Okay, this time. Simon Legree, out on the town, closed every bar, and he woke up face down. Pinned to his shirt was an invite to dine from Jack the Ripper and his pal Frankenstein. Medusa was there, greeting the guests, and Torquemada made sure they confessed. Serving the soup was Beelzebub's whore. Benedict Arnold was guarding the door. It's a beautiful world, a beautiful world, a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I think you're just starting to get the hang of it, so we're going to repeat that. It's a beautiful world, a beautiful world, a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful world. Beautiful. Billy, the kid, and Attila,
the hun, picking wings off of flies, just having fun. The Marquis de Sade brought his thumbscrew, even the terrible's out with the flu. But Robespierre was there with his guillotine finks. Lucretia Borgia was mixing the drinks and rattling his chains was old Blackbeard's ghost. Vlad the Impaler was carving the roast. The Sheriff of Nottingham whispered to John Wilkes Booth, Lady Macbeth is a bore. Captain Bligh overheard and said in her defense, at least she is rotten to the core. To the core. It's a beautiful world, a beautiful world, a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful world. Leading the band was Scarface Capone. Pluto and Nero played dueling tombstones. What could one add to this paradise? Machiavelli was giving advice and raising a toast to Caligula's horse. Genghis Khan swore it even surpassed the third course. Time for dessert, each vessel in place. They all threw a pie in George Steinbrenner's face. It's a beautiful world, a beautiful world, a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful world. Everybody, it's a beautiful world, a beautiful world, a beautiful, beautiful world.
Thank you very much. I don't want to go down the list and tell you who all the, in case you're wondering who Machiavelli was or Lucretia Borgia, those you can look up in the dictionary. But those of those who don't know, George Steinbrenner at the end is the owner of the New York Yankees. And as a matter of fact, it was Ronald Reagan's last act of office to pardon George Steinbrenner. And it's, for some reason, I don't believe there's an extra comment that needs to be made about that. So I'm going to ask Lisa Tribble to come up here and play a song with me, sing a song with me. Tonight, she will be demonstrating Michael Jackson steps. So those of you out there listening on the radio, we're not going to do it now because this is an extra special added attraction for tonight. And so those of you, the roads are good. There's lots of cars downtown in Cambridge here, and the buses are running. So we want to see you out here tonight.
Now, I just got back from L.A., and I want to share my good fortune with you. I had my fortune read by a psychic cat. That's what you do in L.A. Here's what he's typed out for me. You should be rich. Your social life will be pick up considerably. Shake hand, cat. Well, you know cat's pidgin English.
Okay. Now we're going to get all these letters from the cat lovers out there, so you shouldn't make fun of cats.
I love
like
my
that.
Fortune.
All right. We're about to start the song. This is a song I wrote for the B-52s. We're wearing sunglasses, which I may keep on because this light is quite there. Yeah. The B-52s don't do it, but it'd be real good for them if they did. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Who's that man in the Foster Grants? Hawaiian shirt and sisucker pants. He's got souvenirs and picture postcards. In Bermuda shorts, his Vesuvius blows hard. seen the Liberty Bell, he's seen the gates of hell, he's seen Napoleon's heart in a box.
In a box.
He's seen Watusa dance, he's seen a place in France, he's seen the door where opportunity knocks. Sightseer, he's a sightseer. Sightseer, he's a sightseer. Sightseer, he's a sight. He's a sightseer. A sightseer. Sightseer. He'll never forget the Paris sewers. That's where he lost a pair of binocular lures. He's been to London Bridge in Arizona. And he ate a Big Mac in Barcelona. He's seen the Taj Mahal. He's seen the Wailing Wall. He's seen Elmer Fudd in the Drooling Wars. He's seen the world revolve, but he doesn't get involved. For sightseeing is its own reward. Sightseer, he's a sightseer. Sightseer, he's a sightseer. Sightseer, he's a sight. He's a sightseer. A sightseer. Sightseer. Well, the place to be is the Riviera. For Kirby Birds and Avis Rera. He's sunburned on his arms and neck. And he pays for sex with a traveler's check. He's seen Hillbilly's clock, he's seen Pavlov's dog, he's seen the Pope screw a light bulb in the woods. He's seen the seven wonders, he's seen the Think of Ponder, he's seen the spot where Custer stood. Sightseer, he's a sightseer. Sightseer, he's a sightseer. Sightseer, he's a sight. He's a sightseer. A sightseer. A sightseer. A sightseer. He's such a slight Caesar. He's such a slight Caesar. Ivid. Got a zoom lens on his Japanese camera. For 20 mutton tops worth of panorama. In 41 tongues he can say hello. And he still remembers the Alamo. Seen a hand of time commit most every crime in the valley of the Tigris and Euphrates. He's seen a mute say please. He's seen up the magician sleep. He's seen the birthplace of Edgar Cayce. Sightseer, he's a sightseer. Sightseer, he's a sightseer. Sightseer, he's a sight. He's a sightseer. Sightseer, sightseer, sightseer. He'll never forget the Paris sewers. Sightseer.
This is a song I've got lots and lots of verses to, but I think I'm going to do part of the verses tonight. I was walking down the street in New York City one night, and it's pretty late at night, and this fella comes up to me and says, excuse me, sir, where is this place you call Greenwich Village? And I said, see that stoplight? That's where it is. And he said, well, is it safe this time of night? It was about 3 o'clock in the morning. And I said, safe as it will ever be. And so he says, thank you, and goes on his way. And so I started humming on my way, excuse me, sir, I'm a foreigner. Then I left out the second line. I made up that 3 months later I had this song. It's called The Great American Dream. I got a postcard from Pete Seeger. He told me that I should ask people to sing along on the chorus on this. Just thinking about that, I was going through it. And I never do. I never ask people to sing along on the chorus, but it's pretty easy. It just goes, the great American dream, the great American dream, the great American dream. And so, if you don't sing, Pete Seeger is going to have something to say to you. Excuse me, sir, I am a foreigner. I left the white sands of Zanzibar. Where is this place you call Free Lunch Bar? I'm hungry and have overstayed my visa. I work your farm, your factory, your pizzeria. Is TV more beautiful than the Mona Lisa? Someday my sons will fight for the eagle. My daughters will never be ashamed of me. It is my dream to be a citizen. It's the great American dream. It's the great American dream. It's the great American dream. Excuse me, sir, I am a prostitute. Just pretend that I'm a playboy bunny. For a Franklin, I will tongue your tummy. My body is a battlefield and a flower. 47 tricks by the hour. Oh, the many men, one might have been my father. Gonna make my getaway in a Zeppelin. Take a bubble bath in the fountain of youth. It is my dream to be a girl again in the great American dream. In the great American dream. In the great American dream. Excuse me, sir, I am a carpenter. Once I built a treehouse for Rockefeller. Though now I've been laid off since December. Someday I'll build a castle on my own. In the den, the best lazy boy throws. In every room, a different color phone. These torn hands are skilled as spiders. And I hear there's a work in Kansas building coffins. It is my dream to be the foreman on the great American dream. On the great American dream. On the great American dream. Excuse me, sir, I am an Indian. Oh, the white man is as greedy as fire. His heart is wrapped around with barbed wire. My father died of whiskey and religion. Though ghosts are cheap on the reservation. In the summer, we're a tourist attraction. It is wrong to squeeze the earth like a snake. A deceit to give a stone to the hungry one. It is my dream to skin a pilgrim and the great American dream.
and the great American dream, and the great American dream. Excuse me, sir, I am every man. I'm a good thief of Jekyll and Hyde. I'm a social climber on a mountain of pride. I'm the deaf, the dumb, and the debonair. I'm the mouse, the monk, and the millionaire. I'm the great white hope riding on an old gray mare. I'm the sad-eyed girl as young as the earth. And I'm the mother who died giving birth to the great American dream. To the great American dream. To the great American dream. I love freedom. I hope freedom loves me.
Thank you. Well, my time has sort of run away from me, so I think I have time for another song here, but got it retuned there. The recording I have of that right now, that song, I have some various friends singing all the different verses, and I sing a verse too. And one of the friends is Joan Baez. She sings the last verse. So I've got the paper that I wrote her, and I said, Joan, I'm using this without your permission. And please sue me for $1 million. The publicity will do us both good. But I never heard from her lawyer. So maybe he's out there listening. If this reaches California. Let's see, it's just about ready. This is a song I wrote for the Roaches. They did it, and it was good for them. Also, Joan Baez just recorded it, and it's on her Speaking of Dreams album. She calls it Fairfax County, and she does a lovely version of it. If you buy the Roaches record of it, that's on their Keep On Doing Warner Brothers album, I get 4 cents, which is, you know, it paid the rent for a year, believe it or not. And now that Joan is doing it, they've changed the rates, and also they discovered that it was over a 5-minute song, so I get 6.25 cents for Joan's version. So now this is no reflection on the Roaches, but if you're just going to buy one of those albums, I would just personally prefer that you get Joan's. But I want to put this in your head, too. If you buy both of those records, you'll be giving me a dime. Is pretty good. This is definitely a ballad. Thanks for coming out in the snow. It's been a real nice crowd. And we are going to have a show tonight if you're listening out there, and all different songs from what I played this afternoon on the radio. Also, I'm working on a new record with a real producer, so keep that in mind. That's going to be next 6 months, maybe. This is called On the Road to Fairfax County. My heart beat like a drum.
I gave him all my money, and sweet, he smiled at me. His beauty I took pity beneath the black oak tree. We kissed but for an hour. The sun was newly worn. The clouds were as the flowers that bloom but for a morn. He gave back all my money and bowed most gallantly. He promised for to meet me that night beneath the tree. We'd flee to some far island, and there we would be wed. And freely we would live there with no price upon his head.
Thank you. Bob says I can do one more, so I'm going to be happy to do it. This is, I've been recording this new album, and by the way, anybody want to be on my mailing list, it's back here next to my tapes. I've been doing this record, and after we recorded eight songs, and Steve Adaba was producing it, who did Suzanne Vega's album, and Sean Colvin's. I'm real pleased and lucky to be working with him. After eight songs, he said, you know, we got these nice waltzes and this and that, and these political firebrand things. Said, you know, we need a couple upbeat songs. No politics. Would you mind? And I said, I don't mind, Steve. I'll see what I can do. And so I fashioned this song, and this is my... I went to a high school reunion, and I remembered going up to pick up the date with the car, you know, the car that the good car sometimes. And so this is about that. It's called Like a Big Wheel, You Make Me Feel.
give you a ride anywhere you decide. I change my mind every time a cloud goes by. Cruising down the avenue, a world outside, just us two. Sometime around midnight, the stars in your eyes. Baby, you look so expectant, that's when I shift a second. You make me feel like a big wheel. You make me feel like going to the driving movie, making up words to Louie Louie. You make me feel like a big wheel. You make me feel like a big wheel. Driving up and down the strip, steering with my fingertips. I feel a storm warning when you're by my side. With every curve in the road, baby, I feel I could explode. I like where it's narrow, I like where it's wide. Look at me, I'm burning rubber. I want to be your lover. You make me feel like a big wheel. You make me feel like a big wheel. Heart struck by Cupid's dart, my love is off the chart. I'm in love with you, your name I will tattoo right next to the beating of my heart. Going faster than we should, baby, that's what makes it good. Just take my word for it, cut to the chase. Out on Highway 29, follow every detour sign. No one can find us in our secret place. You may be a heartbreaker, an up-and-coming world shaker, but you make me feel like a big wheel. You make me feel like going to the driving movie, making up words to Louie Louie. You make me feel like a big wheel. You make me feel like a big wheel.
Live at Passim, and David Massengill stepping off the stage after a fine show here on this snowy Sunday afternoon. I hope you'll join us here next Sunday, where we will be listening to Katie Curtis, Steve Key, and Jeff Bartley. My name is Jim Asbury, thanking you once again for tuning us in. And hope you enjoy it here on WERS Boston at the end of Live at Passim.
Thank you very much. This is a good example of how sometimes simple songs are the best. This one was written in less than a half an hour. So this is for Lazarus, called When You Come to See Me Again. This rain won't last forever. And I know that you'll be back for tea, but I already miss all the things that you just said to me. It's not easy when you're counting the raindrops. It's forever to sit all alone, trying to put all the things that I love about you into song. Sometimes I think it's a miracle Sometimes I think I'm insane to love you so much, but I'm sure I'll get better when you come to see me again. With the bed where we slept still wrinkled, and the coffee cups still on the floor, reminders of you just before you walked out that door. Well, some people I know that don't keep promises, and some people I know just don't agree. They're wasting their time if they care to discuss you and me. Sometimes I think it's a miracle. Sometimes I think I'm insane to love you so much, but I'm sure I'll get better when you come to see me again. But there's something I've got to tell you. Something about you and me. Something I whispered so softly when you were asleep. That I love you so much that I don't want to wake from this dream. Sometimes I think it's a miracle. Sometimes I think I'm insane to love you so much, but I'm sure I'll get better when you come to see me. When you come to see me. When you come to see me again. Hey, la, da, da, la, 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 hey, la, 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 hey, la, 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 la. Happy to report that I have a CD coming up, and I'm happy to report that it's stuck in the factory someplace, and we'll be there for several more weeks, looking at maybe the end of February and probably the beginning of March. So I'll have a mailing list in the back, and nothing to sell, unless you need your driveway shoveled a little bit later on. And in between shows, I might be able to come over and work out a deal. But keep your eyes open, and please sign up on the mailing list. Like, this is the first song on the CD. It's going to come out in cassette, too, so don't go out and run. Don't go out and spend a lot of money. Like I did. Sometimes I feel like I'm turning into someone else. Sometimes I feel like a river that's close to the edge. And sometimes I sleep with the angels down under the bridge where I walk in my dreams. Someday, quite soon, I am going down slowly, and someday, quite soon, I'll be free. You kiss me to tell me the things that you never find.
Kiss me when you feel like showing yourself that you're trying. But I walk with no shoes till I can't even stand. I won't get the real point of view. So I crawl from your bed for the last time tonight. By dawn till the light will be through. Cause here comes the night, and it takes me away. And here comes the night, alone I will stay. In the night, I can chase all my troubles, alone in the dark far away. Night is night, and I'm making a break from the past. Tonight is night, I'll be free, so free with things. And no one will look, the birds never fly, the bees on the trees, and a mountain is so far away. There I'll live my whole life. I won't have to move, because at least I have some place to stay. Cause here comes the night, and it takes me away. And here comes the night, if alone I will stay. In the night I can chase all my troubles, alone in the dark away. Cause here comes the night, it takes me away. And here comes the night, alone I will stay. And here comes the night, and we've only to pray. In the night I can chase all my troubles, alone in the dark, far away.
David's going to be coming up in just a few short minutes. I think they'll go back to the station after I finish up here. And one last song. Thank you all for coming. There is a show tonight, so don't be afraid. All the streets are clear in Cambridge, perfectly safe. Don't be afraid. Come down. I'll end with this one. It's called Good Night, and I wrote this for a friend of mine, Will Hsu. So this goes out to you, Will, wherever you are. Where the sun's coming down like a big red balloon, and the water's all still in the bay, and the children are playing the last game tonight. As the night settles in, time to say, well, good night to this old wind that's making me cold. In the dark on the porch, here I'll stay. And good night, oh, my good friends, till we meet again. Dream forever, these are good times I'll save. So lay down your worries and stay here a while. Here we'll sit by the peace of the fire, and I'll play you some memories on my cheap guitar. No words need to pass, which is fine. So good night to this old wind
It's making me cold in the dark on the porch. Here I'll stay. Good night, oh my good friends. Till we meet again, dream forever. These are good times I'll save. Well, I wish I had more time. And I wish I had said how close that I felt all these years. But there's no going back, just like somebody said. So I wish you good night and good cheer. And if you see some old fool who looks like a friend, tell him good night, old man, my friend. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Kevin Connolly, live at Passim on WERS Boston, a broadcast service of Emerson College, 88.9 on your FM dial. And that brings us to David Massengill, who will be coming up in just about 4 or 5 minutes.